It's a perfect day for the long drive from Hot Springs to Kyle for a visit to the Lakota Federal Credit Union. The sun is shining, the temperature is warm, not hot but a bit humid, so the AC is on. A hawk flies over my car as I cross onto the Pine Ridge Reservation, just east of Ulrich's. Always nice to see nature up close. Half an hour later, I pause at Big Bats in Pine Ridge Village for a cool drink and run into an old friend. 40 minutes go by while I travel past the Wounded Knee gravesite and through the village of Porcupine, before stopping again at Sharp's Corner. Nature calls.
And on all sub-accounts, so you just have the savings account open?
Is it 20 minutes more, and I'm standing in the lobby of the Lakota Federal Credit Union, 2 hours and 114 miles from my home. As much as I enjoyed the ride, it's not a trip I'd like to make on a regular basis, especially to make banking transactions. But as Lakota Federal Credit Union Chairman Tony Brunch points out, that's exactly what tribal members living here have had to do.
The truth is, we're 20 months old, and so we're less than 2 years old. We're serving the Pine Ridge Reservation, which has never had a financial institution, period, whether it's been federally insured like the credit union is or not.
Prior to the credit union opening its doors in November 2012, tribal members who needed to make financial transactions had to journey off the reservation to do so. The closest banking institutions in Gordon or Rushville, Nebraska, were about an hour away for most, but many folks had to drive to Hot Springs or Rapid City for their banking needs, oftentimes the equivalent of my journey here. But that was then, says Tony Brunch.
We've got over 1,600 members. I mean, we were just downstairs. They've opened up 9 accounts already today. You know what I mean? And that's just every day.
Along with those unexpectedly high numbers of credit union members has been a large number of loan applications, notes Tawny Brunch. In fact, many more than expected.
That consumer loan demand we knew was there, but honestly, we didn't have any idea in the projections, which, you know, I blew away the projections in the first quarter for all 3 years on this credit union. To give you an idea of what kind of consumer loan demand we're meeting, we approved 78 loans last month alone, totaling almost $479,000 in 1 month. That's what kind of consumer loan demand there is, and so therein lies the challenge.
Okay, do you want to deposit $135.25 and get $100 cash? Okay.
The challenge being to get enough tribal members to invest in the credit union by opening accounts, depositing their money, and thereby creating a financial source for other tribal members to draw on for loans. In an environment where most people have never had a bank account, educating the public to the idea of financial responsibility isn't accomplished overnight.
Yep, she could do all the transactions that you do. She could call and load your card or her card now.
Teller Shana Richards explains that many tribal members have come into the credit union over recent months with large checks they received, either from the Cobell lawsuit settlement or from the federal land buyback program. Although their denominations were for 4 or 5 figure amounts, Richard says tribal members rarely deposited money from those checks.
We've been seeing checks from like $1,300 all the way up to like $98,000. And a majority of them are coming direct deposit, which is pretty good. But then we have this big majority of them that are just coming in off the street with checks, wanting cash right now for like $34,000, which is pretty crazy. It's a lot of money.
A lot of money to walk away with and not keep safe in a bank, and a lot of money not to invest in CDs or make available to other credit union members for loans. Tony Burns says that's where financial management education comes in, something the Lakota Federal Credit Union is pursuing from one-on-one interactions to advertisements and classroom instruction. Tawny Brunch says the best example she can offer of how a credit union works is in the classic film It's a Wonderful Life. It's the scene where George Bailey, in the person of actor James Stewart, is trying to stop a run on the Bailey savings and loan.
You're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house, that's right next to yours, and in the Kennedy house, and Mrs. Maitland's house, and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can.
Just 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100.
Being a member of the Lakota Federal Credit Union, says Tawny Brunch, not only safeguards your money and helps fellow tribal members with their own financial needs, but it keeps Lakota money on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and that can lead to a wonderful Lakota life.
Thank you.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.